BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
I'm Lucy, I'm 25, and I'm from High Wycombe. You may not know this, but I almost once had to start a new life on a train. Anyway, now it's time for my favourite show on the radio, Scott Mills! This week with Nick Grimshaw!
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Hi, Lucy.
Hi.
What's happening?
Oh, it's all gone wrong. Oh. No.
What's happened?
Basically, I was on a wild night out, and yeah. I was doing the mega run for the train, the last train, which is always a bit stressful, but... Yeah. I had a milkshake to get me through.
And, thank God.
I know, it's essential. It was almost on the brink of having to leave it, but I went there. Got on the train, very busy, very pleased, last train. Tucked myself away in the chair by the baggage bit where there was no one else around. Thought I'd scored big time.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, using this time wisely, I decided a power nap was the best way forward.
Yeah.
So, had a little sleep, and... woke up in total darkness, and no one else was on the train. It was a low point for me.
Yeah.
Definitely.
So, where were you when it stopped, when you woke up?
Well, I wasn't sure, to be honest. I'd woke up, there wasn't even any of those safety lights on, which I knew was a bad sign. Basically, I discovered quite quickly I was in the sidings in the train storage depot.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
It's a nice place to wake up, I think, in a train depot alone in the dark. Why didn't no one wake you up?
I'm pretty sure people definitely had to walk past me to get off the train, so I can only presume it was malicious.
It seems quite malicious.
Yeah. Definitely.
Like they're all hating on Lucy, or jealous of that milkshake.
Potentially, although it got worse because, you know, in my struggle to realise what was happening, I did sit in some chewing gum at the same time.
Oh, my God.
I know.
This sounds like a nightmare night.
It was just a complete nightmare.
How did you get off the train?
Well, I was there for a while.
How long?
A couple of hours.
Did you just nod back off?
Well, I just thought, this is my life now. Maybe build a sort of small shelter under the baggage racks and live out my days. And
yeah.
So I just sort of hung around by the doors, and some maintenance man wandered past and found me in my sort of plight, pressed up against the door, and panicked. There was a lot of panic.
Yeah.
That was the word I'd probably used.
You could have been like that terrifying man who lives on the trains in Ghost.
I could have done. And I had just watched Creep, which was, you know, stressful enough.
Yeah.
That thing that lived in the tube, so...
Have you learned anything from this lesson?
I will always take a buddy with me on a train, I think, mm-hmm. what I've taken away from that.
Or an alarm clock.
I've gone for that. The last time I got on a train, there were several alarms set, just in case.
Okay, well, Lucy, thanks for sharing your story with us.
No problem.
Don't fall asleep on a train ever again.
Well, I hope everyone's learned something from this.
I have.
Good.
I have. I fall asleep every time I sit down.
Well, you'll know now. The fear will be inside you.
Okay, thanks for installing that fear in my body.
No problem.
thanks, Lucy.
All right, bye.
Bye.
BBC. Radio 1.
Hi, afternoon. It's just gone 1 o'clock. It is Nick Grimshaw here, in for Scott Mills. He's, of course, in Azerbaijan for the Eurovision. He's got a big semi tonight. So we're going to call Scott a little bit later on, before four, before we hand you over to Gregory. He's looking quite gangster today. Have you noticed Greg's, like, new gangster look for today? He's got a T-shirt with hip-hop legends on and a pair of high tops. He looks like one of Rizzo Kicks. It's pretty incredible, does Gregory today. So thank you to Lucy, who started our show today, the lady who was stuck on a train. Chris, have you ever woke up anywhere weird on public transport?
Well, yeah, I've gone to the end of the line on the train.
Yeah, I've done that.
I think everyone's done that, haven't
they? Yeah. My old housemate, Gillian, used to have a real knack of falling asleep on buses. Like, every time. Every time she got on a bus, she'd be like, oh, just have a little, just shut my eyes. She'd wake up in, like, Birmingham.
Yeah. It's not such a bad thing, though, getting asleep on the bus.
I love
it. It's boring.
I love any sort of nap on transport.
Yeah.
Cab, train, tube, bus. The only thing is if you dribble on the person next to you. That's the no-go area. That's pretty awful. I could fall asleep at any point today.
Really?
Yeah. I got up super early this morning, so I could fall asleep between... Well, now. Could happen during Azealia Banks.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So just before I played you Azealia, I was complaining of being tired. That's because this morning, a good friend of mine told me that on Tuesdays, there's this amazing place just outside of London where you can drive to and you can buy all the furniture you ever wanted. So I moved into my house 3 weeks ago and it's kind of annoying that I don't have any pans, a dining room table, any chairs. So if I want to eat, I have to eat something that comes out of a packet and I have to stand in the kitchen and eat it and it's really depressing. I feel like Bridget Jones or something. So I thought, right, today is the day. I'm getting up early. I'm going to go to this place. It's about 2 hours out of London. I'm going to get there. I'm going to get a dining room table. And then I thought this week we'd plan to have Greg and his team round for dinner. Also Scott Mills' team. You can come round as well. Also Matt Fincham. Maybe. So I thought I'd go and get one of those dining room tables that I sort of needed for weeks now. So got up this morning. You have to get there real early. Did some research last night. You have to be there for 7. So I thought, well, if I get up at 5, then I'll be there for 7. Now, when the alarm went off at 5, I was like, there is no way I'm getting out of bed for a dining room table at 5 a.m. So I hit snooze. Eventually got out of bed at 10 to 6. So 50 minutes of snoozing. That's 5 snoozes. Got in the car, forced my friend Emily to come with me. She doesn't want a dining room table. I was like, it'll be fun, we can look at antiques. She was like, I'm not 90. I was like, it'll be really fun, go and have a bit of lunch, sun will be out, get some antiques. She's like, can you stop saying antiques to me? So went and picked her up about 6:30 this morning. That's the earliest I've ever been up. I was up and Dev was on the radio. That's how early it was, before Moyles. So got in the car, drove there, took about 2 hours, 20 minutes. So I arrived at about 8:20 and it's closed. It's every other Tuesday. Wasn't on today. So that was a cool morning. And then I decided, oh, well, we'd best just drive back to London now, I guess. And then that took hours and I got here at 12. So I've been in the car for about 6 hours. So feeling really fresh at 1:20 on a Tuesday afternoon. So if I do pass away, that is why.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hi to Glenn in London. Glenn's been on. He says, good story. You missed out the bit when you stopped for a coffee, Nick, from the guy who was saying how good your show was. Lol. Thanks, Glenn. That's true. That happened this morning. I didn't think anyone else would be out of the house at 6 o'clock in the morning.
No, there's a lot of
6.
People at work, Nick.
When
you know what I mean?
Why is everyone here?
The only time I've been at that time is when I've been getting home.
Right.
I've never been up at that time. And went to pick my friend up, and there's like people in the park doing exercise.
Yeah.
People doing walking with dogs.
Milkmen.
One milkman I saw. I didn't think they still existed.
Why not?
Well, I don't know. I don't really have any dairy, so I guess I just not really noticed.
Right.
But I ran into Glenn from London in the service station, and he said, hi, are you going to be annoying Matt Fincham today? And I was really confused, and I was like, oh, yeah, on the radio.
Yeah.
That's how he knows. Yes, we are going to be doing that today. Glenn's excited. I said, from one, annoying Matt Fincham for 3 hours. He's escaped for the last half hour, but he's got it coming today.
Mm-hmm.
Also, in about 15 minutes, we're going to do innuendo bingo. If you are revising and you're like, I can't believe I have to revise because there's a heatwave on, then you can have a little break in 10 minutes' time. And if you are playing it at home, because it's sunny, you can go outside and dry off.
Good idea.
It's a great idea from me, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
A wonderful idea. So before McFly, we played Azealia Banks. I wanted to talk to you about this. But you'd gone to get a coffee. I think I've got hip-hop beef with her.
What's happened?
I've got serious hip-hop beef with Azealia Banks.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Should you be saying this now?
Well, I don't know. We need to put this in the open.
Okay.
This is going to be like... hopefully it won't be like Tupac and Biggie.
Mm.
But it's up there. It's quite gangster.
So what have you done?
Well, I was following her on Twitter. She was following me on Twitter.
Yep.
Then she stopped following me on Twitter... So I thought, oof, probably going to stop following you on Twitter. So I did, but now she started following me on Twitter, saying, can I come on your show next week?
So your beef is she stopped following
Like I said,
you.
It's very hard.
Right. Yeah,
it's very serious. It's pretty dangerous.
It's not the most rock and roll sort of fight I've ever heard of.
Well, it is. Don't unfollow him.
So
disrespect.
You unfollowed her because she unfollowed you.
Yeah, I thought that was the grown-up thing to do.
She feels bad now, so she's probably started following you again because of that.
Yeah, and then she's messaged me going, can I come on your show next week? But I've unfollowed her, so I didn't know that she sent me that message until about 30 people messaged me going, Azealia Banks is message you and you've ignored her.
Right.
So where do we go with our hip-hop beef now? Do we just get over it?
I don't know.
Get her in?
I don't know. But is she only following you now because she wants to be on the show?
That's probably why.
Well, yeah. Then. I don't know. I think you've got to do something a bit more, I don't know, arm wrestle or something.
Okay, just something real gangster.
Well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll think of something gangster to do, like send her a horse's head or something.
Okay.
Is that good to send to Azealia?
Right.
Can we get that organised, Gary Pounder?
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
We are going to do innuendo bingo very, very soon. We have Chris off of Scott Mills, and we have Chris Smith off of the news. Hi, Chris Smith.
You all right?
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Are you looking forward to this?
Always.
Okay, we'll do a record, and then someone's going to get wet. If you are revising, take a little break after this, join in.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hi, it's Grimmy here, in for Mills, with you until 4 o'clock today. We're going to do something now, which I'm very excited about. Chris, what are you doing?
Sorry, I'm just sorting, just getting the bin ready and all that.
Okay.
Innuendo bingo.
You look quite, yeah. You look quite panicked, that's all. A lot of moving of equipment.
It's all good, we're nearly there.
Okay, you're nearly there. You are playing against today... Chris Smith.
Yes.
People are excited about this. Genuinely.
I'm going to totally rule at this.
Ryan has been on. He says, yes! I mean, my two favourite Chris's in the world, head to head.
What you don't realise is, you know, I spend my day, you know, reading stuff out and not laughing at it. You know, I have to say, you know...
All those ridiculous newsbeat headlines that they give you.
Randy Bumgardner.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and not laugh.
Yeah.
So why do you think I'm going to laugh now?
Who was Randy Bumgardner again? Because recently, you know when someone uses your computer and they go into Google and they type it in and it sort of comes up with the last few things that you searched? One of them was Randy Bumgardner.
He is one of President Obama's top people in Washington.
That's it.
If you go and visit President Obama, he shows you to your room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So before you meet Obama, you meet Randy Bumgardner.
Oh, yes.
Surely you'd change your name.
No way.
Bum Gardener.
Why would you change your name?
I suppose bum's not really a word in America, is it?
Not really.
Do they use bum?
No. I believe they have gardeners.
Yeah, they do have gardeners. But Randy as well.
I didn't think newsreaders were allowed to laugh.
Exactly.
So this could be a dry one for me, I think.
Yeah?
I think so.
Okay, you could be dry. Chris Smith, you could be soaked.
Well,
in this.
Soak me and I'll spit right back.
So who's the winner? Hang on. If you don't laugh... You're not the winner.
What? Hang on.
The winner is the other person, surely.
Really?
Because whoever's the driest.
Well, the winner is generally... Yeah, this is too complicated for the time of day.
Surely the...
How long have you been doing this game for?
Do you know who the winner is?
The listeners.
The listeners.
Oh, we're all in trouble.
Oh, God. So we are going to do innuendo bingo. If you are at home revising, maybe you could take a little break now, because it's almost two. So if you've been up early doing it, it's time for a little break. We're going to do innuendo bingo.
It's Tuesday. It's 1:45. This is innuendo bingo.
Dramatic enough, or...?
Very dramatic, yeah.
That was okay.
That's more dramatic than the start of the news.
It really was.
Yeah.
If you want to watch this, you can. bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Hi. You can come and watch us on the Radio 1 website. The cameras are on now. I'm glad that they're filming today, because I got up at 10 to 6.
You look good.
So feeling fresh.
Yeah.
Or craggy. but tune in, come and watch us. Come and see Chris and Chris spit water over each other now. You could watch the Olympic torch relay if you want.
Nah.
Watch this instead.
Watch two men spitting water at each other.
This is better, isn't it?
This is what my mum warned me working in London would be like, you know.
Who's gone to that London?
I think that's how all mums talk. Yeah. Right. Did you see Will.i.am running with the torch?
Tweeting?
Just having a bit of a text.
Yeah.
I can't tell if that's incredible or awful.
Yeah, no, I think so.
Who says men can't multitask?
Do you think he's like, oh my God, get my agent here now?
Just crowds of screaming people.
He's like, trying to text. He's trying to order a cardo here.
This thing's on fire.
I want to go on it.
Well, are you not?
On the torch, where everyone else is. Fern's had a go. Muse have had a go.
Yeah.
Will.i.am.
Well, they're kind
of quite up there, though, aren't they? They are quite three quite famous people.
We'll get your people to talk to their people.
Yeah? Mm. Are you having a go, Chris?
I'd love a go.
Yeah? Should we have a little go? What about if tomorrow, during the show, We just put Chris in a white tracksuit. We make our own torch, and we send him. We send you around a few streets and see how many people, how many well wishes you get.
Let's do that.
Could that be a thing?
But you've got to hand it to people. It's got to be a relay.
Yeah, surely it's business time now.
Just pass it on to someone. Okay, put some water. Sorry, Chris, moving me on. Put some water in your mouths. Mm-hmm. Try not to laugh. Aim it towards each other, I guess, because then it's funnier. Tune in and watch this bbc.co.uk/Radio 1 innuendo bingo with Chris Stock and Chris Smith. Already funny, is it? Mm-hmm. Okay, here's the first one. This was from doctors, spotted by Rich in Windsor.
Yes. Ah, Mrs. Temby, my world is collapsing around me, but I still have the pleasure of your red bush.
Already gone. Chris Smith is gone.
Oh, that's on after the watershed.
Yes. Ah, Mrs. Temby, my world is collapsing around me, but I still have the pleasure of your red bush. My world is collapsing around me, but I still have the pleasure of your red bush.
What is he talking about?
The second time. I think it must be red bush tea.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, maybe.
First rule of innuendo bingo, never explain the innuendo.
Okay.
What's the second rule?
There isn't one.
Ah, Mrs. Timby, my world is collapsing around me, but I still have the pleasure of your red bush.
Have you ever watched Doctors?
No, I will now, though.
Of course. It's quite full on. Anyway. Next one is from Antiques Road Trip. Never heard of it. This was spotted by Sam in Oxford.
Part of me thinks I'm going to go and blow a load.
Chris Stark has gone. Did you that get on you, Chris Smith?
He's all right.
Soak the news jeans.
Oh, not the news jeans. They're full of stories.
He's like Anchorman.
Full of scoops.
Pockets stuffed with facts.
Part of me thinks I'm going to go and blow a load. I'm going to go and blow a load.
Go and blow a load. Thank you, Sam in Oxford. Who's winning then? You both guffawed.
One apiece.
One apiece, isn't it? Okay, third round now. This was spotted by Lizzie from near Northampton. From Come Dine With Me, they were discussing eating roadkill.
I do like eating beaver. I do like eating beaver.
That's a good one. Both gone then.
Yep.
Two apiece.
Two all. Yep.
I do like eating beaver.
All right.
Incredible. There we go. Now we have from Chatsworth, spotted by Simon and Harry from Bolton. This one, which I think is funny already.
Oh, sorry. Sprayed the Duchess.
It's one way to celebrate the Jubilee.
Sprayed the Duchess. Yeah, congrats. Chris Smith, before we started playing this game, you said, I have to read the news.
Yeah, but
I never find anything funny. I'm a very serious news reader.
Yeah, it's true. Don't normally get that kind of filth in the news, do you?
No, it's disgusting.
Sometimes, but...
Disgusting. Ooh. Are you particularly wet over there?
I'm all right so far. This is good.
Yeah. How's that bin? That bin's going to be full.
Yeah.
Not going to be able to move it out of it. Next up we have from Radio 4's Yesterday in Parliament show, favourite of mine, spotted by Lily, 17, off of Exeter. This is a real lady, by the way.
Winding up the debate, Lady Garden was upbeat.
Oh, there's giggles, but it's dry. It's dry.
Winding up the debate, Lady Garden was upbeat.
Oh, in the bin. That's a nice projectile vomit sound. Lady Garden there.
Oh, I wonder if she's related to the American one.
Oh, Randy Bum. Doctors have been on again.
Again?
Yeah, having a laugh on that, Doctors. This was spotted by Luke in Cranley.
Oh, look, there's a man at the door with a large package.
Oh, that's a classic. Still dry over there? Still dry. Okay, man with large package getting no lols from the Chrises. From Coast, love Coast, this was spotted by Tom from Chelmsford.
Hello.
Hello.
Are you Patrick?
I am Patrick,
How
yes.
do you? I'm Nick. Can I come round the back?
You can indeed, yes.
A bit forward. Chris Tuck, I didn't like that noise. Did not sound nice.
Oh,
how you doing? Chris Smith's holding up. It's really holding up now. Next up, we have a very serious documentary from Dispatches. Pete in Ealing sent this in. Very serious documentary. You know Dispatches, you'll know this, off of news. This is what Pete sent in.
What's been interesting about the whole thing about writing down what we spend each day, and sometimes it kind of feels a bit like anal.
What does?
Only on Channel 4, eh?
Oh, it's disgusting over there.
Dear.
What's been interesting about the whole thing about writing down what we spend each day, and sometimes it kind of feels a bit like anal.
There you go.
Sometimes it kind of feels a bit like anal.
Quite full on, isn't she?
Yeah, well, sometimes.
For an afternoon. Sometimes.
Sometimes.
Why not? Well, that is the end of Innuendo Bingo for today. Chris Smith,
yes.
You promised us that you wouldn't laugh at anything.
I laughed a little bit.
You laughed all the way through
not
it.
The documentary one.
Yeah, you didn't laugh at the. You didn't like Mammy the Package.
Yeah.
You like to come round the back.
It's all right about Lady Garden. If she comes up in Newsbeat, I'll be
Lady
right.
Garden, oh, you really God. Like.
Don't say.
Wait, Beaver what? Was a hit with you.
I do like eating beaver.
I quite like that accent.
Yeah. I do like eating beaver.
Sounds like me. Well, the accent does.
Yes.
Chris Stark.
Relatively dry one.
Relatively dry run over there.
It's quite tidy, wasn't it, today?
Yeah. Which How's is... the bucket looking?
Wet.
Soggy.
Yeah. Is that used for something?
No. Sorry.
What, the soggy bucket? Put that in tomorrow.
Come on.
What? What?
It was a good game.
It was a good game. Chris Smith, what do you have, are you meant to be doing the news or anything?
Not till 1:30.
Not till 1:30. Okay, it's a good prep. Okay, yeah. Great prep. Can you try and get a funny word into the news for us?
I'll see
or
what I can do
they frown upon that?
I'll see what's been going on.
Maybe just in sport or something.
Yeah.
Maybe
yeah.
Lady Garden.
Yeah, pop Lady Garden in. Or one of these words. Get Lady Garden.
Oh.
Beaver.
Yeah.
Duchess.
Yep.
Blow a load.
Red Bush.
Red Bush.
My world is collapsing around me, but I still have the pleasure of your red bush.
What a pleasure. Chris Smith, thank you for playing.
Thank you.
You don't have to keep doing that, Chris.
He's lost it.
I want him to have water in his mouth for the rest of the show. And maybe the rest of his life. Chris Smith, thank you for playing.
See you later.
Thank you to Ella in Salisbury. Not Sainsbury. That's a shop. She lives in Sainsbury's. Innuendo Bingo making me laugh so hard that my neighbours think I'm crazy now. Sorry. Hello to Andy. Says the third rule of Innuendo Bingo is don't play it whilst welding.
That's a good rule.
See, it does burn. Yeah, don't play Innuendo Bingo whilst welding anyone.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hi, Scott Mills.
Hello.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good. I'm in a commentary box at the moment in Azerbaijan, in Baku, and I'm watching the rehearsal of the semi-final, which is on tonight on BBC Three.
Are we distracting you? Should we have not have called you?
I like a challenge. I might have to go off at some point and do a bit of commentary, but I'd quite like doing two things at once.
Yeah,
fine.
Live commentary.
It's only rehearsal.
Oh, okay. So you can say anything.
Yeah, pretty much, but they are listening to me back in London, so I can't just say anything, I don't think. At the moment, I'm watching a lady from Albania scream.
Oh, classic. I've got a lady like that who lives on my street. I often see a mad pat.
So how's it all going? Kind of sat here. I'm overlooking the whole arena in Baku. It looks amazing. The lights are all kind of quite subdued for this one. Because it's quite. Can you hear her wailing?
I can hear her wail, yeah. There she is. It's very quiet. Near a little bit. Is she going to win?
Is Albania going to win? I would say no.
No.
Even though she's very good.
Okay, how many people are at the semis tonight?
On the semis tonight, there are how many acts? Eighteen acts.
Okay.
Including the Russian grannies.
I love them.
Incredible. For some reason, you'll see them tonight on the telly. They bring an oven on stage with them. I don't know why.
Why is Eurovision the best thing ever? Russian grannies on stage with an oven. I'll take it.
It's so good. And then the little one, the really cute one that I kind of want to adopt, without giving too much away, she just appears with a tray of pies at one point.
Okay, I don't think you can adopt an old Russian lady.
Can you not?
I think it's a nightmare through duty free on the way home.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Oh, God, the Albanian one's still wailing on.
Oh, God. Imagine. What oh, you, who's that with you? Anything to declare? Yeah, this old Nana from Russia.
Can you imagine?
Take or leave the pies. No. What's going on?
Just the Albanian woman is just screaming on stage. I'm going to have to do a warning before that tonight.
Now, are you allowed to slag them off a little bit tonight?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah. Is that why you signed up?
Yeah, I think it's, you know, it's one of those things where you watch it on telly and some people have a Eurovision party and it's a bit, it's a bit kind of say what you see, really, because you'll be thinking it and I'll be saying it, hopefully.
Yeah, I'm ready. I'm going to watch it tonight.
Hang on. I'm just doing a bit of...
Hang
on. Hey. Now, as I said, UK viewers can't vote tonight. You can vote in Thursday's second semi-final.
I don't mind us, Scott.
So you can't vote, even if you want to. Do not...
Do you want to make a call, Chris? Anything else?
A lovely host on the stage.
Is he doing his commentary?
He's doing his commentary now. Rehearsals. Could have timed this better. Is he finished?
Hello?
I like that he's doing two jobs at once.
We're five songs down. We've still got to hit 13 others, including Jedward and the Russian Babushka.
You're very professional, isn't it?
It's good.
Believe it, there's a whole lot more to Eurovision than just songs.
What? What is there?
He doesn't mean it.
Oh, hi. I like
that you're only rehearsing. What do you mean? I don't mean it. Shut up.
What else is there to Eurovision, not just songs? Russian ladies.
There's all the things that I've been doing since I've been here on Friday.
Uh-oh.
Jedward are on tonight as well.
Oh, my God, so ready for Jedward tonight. Have you seen them rehearse yet?
I have, yeah, it's really good.
We have their record here. Have you heard it?
I have, yeah.
Of course. Oh, so you just saw them, sorry. It's called Waterline. This is how it sounds. This is the first one that I've heard that actually sounds like a proper song. And
really?
It's by Jedward.
It's good when it gets going. Beneath me, never been in love so deeply before. Imagine lots of water.
Like it. What is the waterline?
I asked them that. They haven't got a clue.
Neither have I. That doesn't make any sense.
Is it?
No, it's no Engelbert.
Hey, Scott, it's whatever you want it to be, okay, Scott
Mill? I don't know what a waterline is. Also, when Jesse J is going on about a laser light. What's that?
Don't know.
Don't know what they're talking about.
Light.
Yeah. So tonight on BBC Three... Oh.
Right there.
Okay.
This can't happen again.
I'd like this to happen in all interviews I ever do with a pop star. Just going, hang on, I've got another call. Hang on, just got to do a gig in Indonesia.
I'm sorry about this, Grimmy. I almost feel...
I like it.
He says all this stuff.
I like just having a little
He doesn't
earwig.
Mean it. He's just... It's all auto-cue.
All scripted, yeah. Saying any old nonsense. He's like a Ron Burgundy character.
He doesn't know what
he'd
saying.
Read anything.
Yeah, it is.
This song is performed in Spanish and English.
Are you going to watch it tonight, Chris?
I am now.
I'm definitely going to watch. I want to see it for Jedward, because crazy. And also the Russian ladies.
Definitely.
I want to see them with the oven.
I can't wait to hear how he describes them, though.
Yeah, and next up we have some Russian ladies in an oven. Are you back?
Yeah, I'm back now.
Okay, good.
It's exciting, this. I like it.
I like it. I said I want all my interviews to be like this now, like Jesse J on the phone. Sorry, just got to do a quick phone to someone else. Just got to call Capital.
Sorry, I have to keep going, but, you know, things to do in that.
Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah, watch us. BBC Three, 8 p.m. tonight, me and Sarah Cox, and you'll be able to tweet along and Facebook along with it as well.
Okay, I'm ready. Where is Coxie in all of this?
She is, at the moment,
round
downstairs
the
watching some of the performances.
Okay, making notes.
Is there a hashtag for this? Is this Scott Mills Semi, or what do we
Scott Semi? For you?
Just Eurovision.
No?
BBC Eurovision.
Okay.
I think hashtag Scott Semi.
I think hashtag Scott Semi.
No.
Yeah, because it's like your big semi tonight at 8 o'clock on BBC Three.
That's right, and I'll be interviewing Engelbert Humperdinck. Oh, no, Sarah will be.
Okay. Scott, yeah. Semi, do we like? Try and get that trend in tonight.
Oh, no, not this game again.
Obviously, I can't hear you because I'm far away in Baku in Azerbaijan. But if I see that trending, I'll know exactly who to blame.
Hey, if we've just put it out there and the Radio 1 listeners have taken it upon themselves to use that tonight, it's we can't be blamed for that. Can we?
Right, I've got to go anyway.
Okay, bye.
I've got to introduce Switzerland. Bye.
Bye. Classic Mills, classic Mills. So that would be good if that happens tonight, wouldn't it?
Let's do that.
Scott Semi tonight. So Jedward are on, which I'm ready for. Mm-hmm. I'm so excited to see these Russian ladies. Party for everybody. See, it starts quite good.
Is this it?
This is it.
This is the Russian...
Sounds like Grimes.
It sounds like Wing.
Does sound like Wing. Tell you what, if Rob DeBank played this, everyone would like it.
Maybe we
main stage festival Friday night. Be all right, this, wouldn't it? Bit Giles Peterson. They're on tonight. Google them if you've not seen them. They're, what, roughly 1,000 each, would you say?
Between them?
They're between... Oh, here we go. There we go, it's a hit record.
It's great.
Rob DeBank's absolutely loving that one. Come through BBC introducing. So tonight, Scott Semi, BBC Three, 8 p.m. Make sure you watch it because you can see not only Jedward, but some Russian ladies and an oven.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, we're going to be annoying Matt Fincham soon. We've not done this before on this show. I love this idea. I do it every single night. He produces my show between 10 and midnight on BBC Radio 1. I like to annoy him by refusing to play songs that I don't like. Other ways that I annoy him is when he goes out of the studio to go and make a cup of tea or something. I also leave the studio, so he has a panic when the song's ending as to where I am. Another great one, bring my friend into work, who's also from Manchester. He hates this one. And when a song ends, he'll backhanno it, and then I'll carry on the link and we'll try and make our voices match. And he's like, please stop it, this is the radio. And so on. So he'd be like, that's fun on Radio 1. And then I'd carry on talking. He hates that. But we're going to make this into an actual feature. Have you annoyed him before, Chris?
Yeah, we annoy him on the show quite a bit, actually.
Yeah, because you got the song.
Yeah.
The song's incredible. We should release that.
What's even better is he's on holiday this week.
Yeah.
So, for me, it's an even better time to annoy him.
Yeah, because Moylesy likes to annoy him every morning.
Mm.
Still does, even though he's not on the show. I like to annoy him at night, between 10 and midnight. You like to annoy him between 1 and 4.
Yeah, we cover the
day
shift.
So, really, yeah, you're doing the day shift. So, he's on from, like, 6:30 to 10. Then he has a few hours to get his strength back. Then you attack 1 till 4. Then he thinks his day's over. And then I roll in about 8 o'clock and annoy him till about midnight. Why I like annoying Matt Fincham so much is because he gets so irate. Also, he makes this sound. No. Like you're at school. And I go, yes. No. So I like him going, no. Yesterday, we started talking about this on the show, saying we wanted to annoy Matt Fincham. When I got out of radio, I had a text message off Matt going, low on content, are we? No.
This is exactly the reason why we do it.
Yeah.
For those kind of texts.
Yeah. He should be happy that we're talking about him, giving him some press.
Press.
You know that he wants to really make it as a celeb himself.
He wants to
break out of Radio 1. He wants to be sort of a zeitgeist for celebrity, where he's not really famous for anything, but he's just got his own sort of angle. He's just Matt Fincham.
Mm.
Don't really do anything, just hangs out, goes to parties, no job or anything. Yeah. That's what his dream is. He's been hanging out with Lily Allen.
Has he?
Have you seen it? It's been in the paper twice in 3 weeks.
Okay, I wasn't going to...
Have you seen it?
I wasn't going to mention it, but...
Actually true.
Yeah?
Yeah. No big deal. He really likes us talking about it on the radio, and in no way does he get annoyed. So it's time to annoy Matt Fincham.
We're annoying Matt Fincham.
We're annoying Matt Fincham.
I'm sorry, but it's true. We're annoying Matt Fincham.
We're annoying Matt Fincham.
Just be glad it isn't you. We're annoying Matt Fincham.
On the bed, on the floor, on a towel by the door, in the tub, in the car, up against the mini bar.
Yes! Time to annoy Matt Fincham. Funny when he's in the office, even funnier when he's at home on his holidays and it's really sunny out. What we thought we'd do to Matt Fincham today to annoy him, we called him with an automated message from his bank.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Is this who's Mr. Fincham?
Yeah, who's that?
If this is Mr. Fincham, press 1. This is an automated message from your bank.
Yeah?
We have spotted some suspicious transactions in your account.
Right.
To hear details of the suspicious transactions, please press 1. Thank you. Please hold.
This is good, isn't it? So, what we thought we'd do is list some suspicious transactions on his account.
Mm-hmm.
Should we give him the first one? Here it is.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Suspicious transaction number 1. Subscription to
Hot Babes Wrestling in Custard.
Television channel, £63. If that transaction is genuine, press 1. If that transaction is fraudulent, press 2.
I love the man's voice. Hot babes. Wrestling. What do you reckon? Do you think Matt would have that channel?
So he's got to press 1 or 2.
Yeah. Do you think he'll press 1 or 2? Do you think he would have that Do you think Matt Fincham would watch Hot Babes Wrestling in Custard?
Well, no.
Subscription to
Hot Babes Wrestling in Custard.
Television channel, £63.
So what do you think he's going to do, 1 or 2?
Well, he's going to say no.
Okay. Let's find out.
You pressed 1.
Hot Babes Wrestling in Custard.
Payment approved.
Mm-hmm. I love. He said he wasn't that suspicious. Here's the next transaction.
Suspicious transaction number 2. One pair of
big man crotch enhancing underpants.
£17.
His voice is
not... He's off the internet.
Suspicious transaction number 2. One pair of
big man crotch enhancing underpants.
£17.
Chris, do you think that Matt would buy these?
Well, he's going to say no, but I don't think it's going to matter.
Big man crotch enhancing underpants.
Let's find out.
If that transaction is genuine, press 1. If that transaction is fraudulent, press 2.
Don't need any help there. 2.
You pressed 1.
Now I press 2.
Big man crotch enhancing underpants.
Payment.
No.
Approved.
I don't think he's happy. He's going to start getting annoyed. He gets annoyed quick. I can sense it in his voice.
Thank you.
Thank you. Is that it?
Hello.
Hello.
Please repeat what you just said.
Hello.
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 Hello. Are we done here? Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
We're done here.
Hello, Mr. Fincham.
Hello.
Is this Mr. Fincham?
Are we done here?
He's so annoyed. He's weak off. Okay, here's the last... here's the last suspicious transaction for Fincham.
Suspicious transaction number 3. 17. Yeah. Tickets to...
Steps reunion tour.
Concert, £510. If that transaction is genuine, press 1.
Goodbye.
Keep your hair on Fincham.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Still to come today, we are going to do Oh, What's Occurring? Who's going to play today? Chris? You're going to play?
Standard.
Whose phone's constantly going off?
Yours.
It's not mine.
Blatantly yours.
No, look. Touching the microphone. Okay, it's mine. Take that back. You're going to play.
Yeah.
Who do you want to play against?
I don't know.
What about Rihanna for a change?
We need to send an email around now.
Okay, actually, let's send a little email around the office. It's Gary Pounder here. Is there anyone famous in Radio 1, Gary? Who? I can't... Yeah. Press the button. Mouth into me. Silence of the Lambs, innit? Aidan Grimshaw. He's famous.
You're not related to him, are you?
No, I'm not.
Just wanted to check.
It's weird, though, isn't it? My dad thought we were for a while. My dad got really excited and he was like, oh, do you have a relative in Blackpool? Yeah, I think there's another Grimshaw. I don't think I am. Maybe we could do a test, like Jeremy Kyle. Shall we do a test?
For the next half hour?
To see if we're related. We could do it to see if I'm his father or something. I had him when I was 3. Aidan Grimshaw would be good. We could get him in. Anyone else? No? No one else in. You've got Aidan Grimshaw to play against. Potentially. Well, you might do it. If not, you can have Claire off reception.
Yeah.
Would she play? Claire, do you think?
If she wants. Well, look, we'll send Pounder out. We'll send
okay, Pounder,
around.
You do a... We'll play a record. Why don't we play a classic soul record from Lloyd?
Okay, good.
And then we'll find someone to play Oh, What's Occurring.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Bad news, Chris. Hmm? Aidan Grimshaw's gone.
Has he?
Yeah. So right. You can't play Oh, What's Occurring with him.
So we've got about 10, 15 minutes to try.
We've got less than 10 minutes, right. Probably, to find someone. If you're famous and you're in the building...
or outside.
Come downstairs. Or maybe if you're famous and near Radio 1. You could maybe be over at Radio 2 being bored out of your mind. Nip across here. We'll play Oh, What's Occurring. Who's that tweeting? Who's on now? Steve Wright. Maybe if you're waiting to go on Steve Wright's show and you're sat in reception and they're playing Radio 1...
There's got to be somewhat... Like,
just run.
I'm thinking Bradley from S Club. Or someone, you know, someone with a bit of time on their
hands. Do you think Bradley's in town?
If you're listening...
Yeah. There could be someone in a car now who's listening. I ran into Talisa the other day and she said that she was listening to the radio in the car. So pop stars do listen to Radio 1.
Yeah.
So if you're a pop star and you're listening to Radio 1 and you're... less than 10 minutes away.
And keen to play Oh, What's Occurring.
Come in and we'll play one of your records in return for the favour.
Maybe.
Maybe. At some point between now and Christmas.
Maybe.
Maybe. We probably will play it if they come in. Who'd be your dream person to come in?
Oh, I've got S Club on the brain now, so I'm thinking...
Would you have Bradley? Hannah Spirit? Spirit?
What's Rachel up to?
I saw Rachel in the post office.
Of course.
I did.
Did you?
Yeah.
She all right?
Well, yeah, it was a bit awkward.
Why?
Because I looked awful. I'd just been for a run. And you know, and sometimes you go for a run and you've got real dry mouth. I had that. And she's like, are you okay? And I was like,
yeah.
Basically made that noise and then left. So she comes in. If she's near, she won't come in.
Okay.
Yeah. But anyone else, if you are famous, near Radio 1, come in because we need a guest because Aidan Grimshaw's gone now.
But he was never down to play, Nick.
Yeah, but he would have done it, wouldn't he? Promo's promo. He would have loved it as well, I think.
I'm sure he would.
Has he been on before?
No, I don't think so.
Well, that would have been... he would have loved it, wouldn't he? Maybe he could drive back if he's close. Not sound desperate or anything, Aidan. Please come back.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Radio 1 News Beat, there's more at 4:30.
What does your T-shirt say?
It says King of New York.
Oh, good. Thank God it does. We thought he said down here, King of Newspeed.
How sad would that be?
Oh, and then we were like, King of News Stories, does it say?
It just says King of News.
Just, yeah, that would be incredible.
I'm totally going to get that made.
If you were just strutting around Newsbeat. King of Newsbeat. Yeah. In your face, Anthony Baxter. Yeah. Bow down.
Well, you've got one saying, I'm the most famous Grimshaw in the building.
Well, no, because... Well, I am now. Aidan Grimshaw's left.
Yeah, gone now, hasn't he?
Yeah. Aidan Grimshaw's not going to play. However, we've got a big celebrity that has just arrived at Radio 1. Heat Magazine, if you are listening, get the paps down here. This is big news.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
We thought we'd have a game of Oh, What's Occurring. Chris, you're going to be playing.
Yep.
We're going to play Who's That Tweeting? Cool. We scoured the building for a celebrity. Sometimes Radio 1 is awash with them. Mm. There's loads of people there. There was even a security guard in the live lounge with an A-list movie star before. I'd never seen the movie star. But the security guard I recognised from the last time he was in with someone.
He was an A-list security guard.
He's an A-list security guard. Right. Looks after everyone big, doesn't he?
But it sounds like he's more famous than the star.
Well, I don't know who she was, but I don't really like films.
Yeah.
Which is an awkward thing to say. In front of Rihanna from the Radio 1 Movies team. Hi.
Hi.
Are you okay?
I know you don't like film. I know that your only favourite film is 17 Again. Don't worry.
Yeah, it's good.
I love it.
Brilliant
I'm
film.
With you on that.
Have you seen it, Chris?
17 Again?
Yeah.
No.
It's amazing.
Have you heard of it? You seem like you've never even heard of the epic. It's an odyssey.
I don't think I have. Who's in it?
Zac Efron.
Oh, right. I know him.
Do you?
No, I don't know him.
Pals
I mean,
with
I've
him.
Heard of him.
Yeah. It's a really good film. I'll lend it you.
It's the only film that Grimmy's ever seen, basically.
All the way through, yeah. Do you know what they're trying to do on my radio show?
What?
Make me talk about films at night.
Yes!
I hate films.
Oh, come on. No, but Grimmy, you'll have me with you.
Some person upstairs is like, oh, let's talk about films. Don't. I hate them.
Yeah, but I could do that for you.
No. Get your own show.
I can't wait till this starts now.
You're so mean. Here I am, being your stand-in.
Fincham said, someone upstairs said, we should try and do films. I don't like them.
Well, they should.
Well, no.
You're the only person in the world that doesn't like films.
I like, I'll tell you what films I like. Jaws, Pulp Fiction, Clueless.
17 again.
Yeah. That's it.
It's a good mix, though. If you're going to have a mix, that's got a good one.
That's about it.
I love Clueless.
I thought I'd be cultural and watch A Streetcar Named Desire the other night.
Oh, God.
News to everyone, it's rubbish.
It's going to be awkward when this thing starts happening on your show now, though.
Well, it's not going to happen. I just thought I'd make it a public thing so it can't happen, rather than talk to my team about it. Sorry, Fincham. Anyway, we're going to play.
You just passed up the time, you know, chance to spend a lot of time.
Thanks
with
for coming
me.
In, Rihanna.
Yeah, anyway.
Yeah, thanks, Rihanna. How's Facebook today?
It's really, really interesting.
Yeah.
No one's on anything at the moment.
Everyone who's chatting to Rihanna at the moment on Facebook chat, don't worry, she'll be back in about 10 minutes.
Okay.
So, what we.
I'm not actually on Facebook.
Yes, you are. Okay, so we're going to play Who's That Tweeting? All you have to do, Rihanna, is tell me who that is tweeting.
Cool.
Few celebrities have tweeted. We've voiced them up with Ian, the voice of the tweets.
Hello, I'm Ian, the voice of the tweets.
Hi, Ian.
I love Ian.
I love Ian.
He's my favourite
Hello,
voice.
I'm Ian, the voice of the tweets.
Now, we know Ian because he works in Radio 1. That's so Ian'd up. That's on, like, Ian level 12.
Hello, I'm Ian, the voice of the tweets.
Okay, all you have to do for 20 Scott Mills points is identify who this is tweeting. If you want to tweet me to tell me who it is, you can at BBCR1, or you can text us 81199. 20 Scott Mills points for every single one that you get right. Okay, Chris, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Rihanna, you ready?
Ready.
Here we go.
Everyone here says salam for hello. So now we are thinking about salami all the time.
I think I know who that is. I'm going to play along because I don't know who they are.
They said we, which would suggest that they're part of a group.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm saying it's Jedward.
Oh, that's a good shout.
That is a good shout.
I don't know if I follow them anymore.
I'm going to go for another double act.
Who are you going for?
Sam and Mark.
Sam and Mark. Okay.
Older Humperdinck's not on Twitter, is he?
Humperdinck?
Engelbert?
Yeah.
He might be.
He might be, don't know.
I'm going to go for our very own Sarah Cox.
Sarah Cox?
Yes.
Okay. You're saying Sam and Mark.
Yeah.
You're saying Sarah Cox. I'm saying Jedward. Who's that tweeting?
Jedward!
Yes!
Oh.
Rubbish.
I can't remember if I follow them anymore.
Do you follow them?
You
knew that. That's a bit
no,
sad.
I think I just thought it was a very
such a loser, Grimmy.
It was a very Jedward thing to say.
Everyone here says salam for hello, so now we are thinking about salami all the time,
isn't it? I mean, it's obvious, really. Okay, so I got 20 Scott Mills points. Go me.
All right, need to rub it in.
Sorry. Next up, we have this one.
What a cozy night! Shepherd's pie, and a curry, and a DVD. nice and snug. Happy days.
Who's that fatty?
Shepherd's pie and a curry.
Shepherd's pie and a curry. Who would do such a thing?
James Corden. Actually, no, he's in
James
York.
Corden.
No, he's in New York at the moment.
Yeah, they have curries in New York.
Yeah. This is true.
Shepherd's pie and a curry.
It's got to be a lad.
It's so lad, isn't it? Imagine it's like Kate Moss.
I'm going Donald Trump.
Because expensive meals, shepherd's pie and a curry. Donald Trump, you're saying, for 20 Scott Mills points. I don't know if he's big on Twitter. Rihanna, who are you going to say?
I really want to say Alan Sugar now because he's more like the English version. I think I will... I'm going to stick with James Corden, I think.
James Corden.
He might be missing his English food over there.
That could be true. I think... I remember someone talking about shepherd's pie on Twitter the other night. It's a great night. It's a wild night.
Big night for Twitter that night.
A great night for Twitter. I think, was it Moyles talking about shepherd's pie? Someone tweeted a picture of a pie that they'd made. I'm going to say Moyles, but I know he's on like mega
diet.
I know. But you know what? I'm on a diet. And what did I eat at 6:30 on Sunday morning?
What?
Half a cheeseburger. Okay, Rihanna? Leave me alone.
Half a
Brilliant.
Cheeseburger.
Amazing. What happened to the other half? That's you the night before?
No, he shared it.
Oh, okay. That was not so bad.
That's not that bad.
It is at breakfast.
On a Sunday.
Which fancy for breakfast? Half a cheeseburger, please. Who's that tweeting?
Talisa.
Oh!
Lad!
Lad! Whoops. Talisa, lad. No. Doesn't work. It was... Talisa tweeting. Do you think that's true? Think
shepherd's
Talisa can pound a shepherd's pie and a curry?
Can she pound a shepherd's pie and a curry?
I don't know.
That's a good question.
I want to get Talisa in to see if she can do that. Talisa, if you're in the UK, call us. Tomorrow, Talisa is a shepherd's pie and a curry between 1 and 4. Okay, so no Scott Mills points for anyone in that round.
I'm gutted that it wasn't Donald Trump just for you, Chris.
It's like woman versus food, that, isn't it?
Yeah. It seriously is. Okay, got another one for you now. Who's that tweeting?
When I'm sober, I'm like, hello, darling. 1, 2, drink. Hello, famalam. Ah, ha, 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 ha. Is what it is. F a hater, love a lover. Hey.
What? What?
That sounds like one of your tweets, if I'm honest, Rihanna.
I didn't understand that at all.
Do you want it again?
Yeah.
It's lad talk.
Famalam.
When I'm sober, I'm like, hello, darling. 1, 2, drink. Hello, famalam. Ah, ha, 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 ha. Is what it is. F a hater, love a lover. Hey.
Hey.
Love a Shaggy?
Lover. Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Is he on Twitter?
I don't know. I don't follow Shaggy. Maybe I should. That'd be pretty good.
Might be Craig David.
At Shaggy.
At Shaggy.
Hashtag who? I'm going to say it's Joey Essex.
I'm going to go to Lisa.
Talisa wouldn't say this.
When I'm sober, I'm like, hello, darling. 1, 2, drink. Hello, famalam. Ah, ha, 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 ha. Is what it is. F a hater, love a lover. Hey.
It could be Talisa.
Hey.
I'll go Dappy, I think.
Dappy?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're saying Joey Essex, Dappy.
Or Shaggy.
And Talisa. Are we having Shaggy?
Bonus point.
Shaggy is a bonus point.
Talisa.
Whoa, what? You had inside information. How would you know that?
What?
Is she the only person in the world that says famalam?
Famalam.
She's such a lad.
Talisa's such a lad. Pounding double meals and tweeting stuff like this.
When I'm sober, I'm like, hello, darling. 1, 2, drink. Hello, famalam. Ah, ha, 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 ha. Is what it is. F a hater, love a lover. Hey.
You can tell that Ian really wishes that he spoke like that in real life.
Yeah. Hey. Hi. That was amazing. You got 20 Scott Mills points there.
Wicked.
Final one then. Oh, what's occurring? Who's that tweeting? Who is this tweeting?
There is now nipple marks on our car. Sweden is always fun.
I know this one. Rihanna, who do you think that is?
I'm totally blank. Who's in Sweden at the moment?
Nipple marks on the car. That's why I'm... Wow. Don't even know what that means.
No.
There is now nipple marks on our car. Sweden is always fun.
It's like a dirtier version of the Titanic, isn't it?
Yes. Who'd get their nipples out and rub them on a window?
Kate Winslet.
Why does she do that in Titanic?
Does it with her hand, doesn't she?
Oh, yeah, like the dirty with that steamy hand.
Yeah.
That film would have been improved if it was just a singular boob squashed against that clammy window.
What an image.
Chris looks very traumatised.
I can't fathom this situation.
Okay.
I'm going to go Mark Wright.
Mark Wright.
From Only Way is Essex.
Rihanna.
I'm going to go Lily Allen.
She's got loads of nipples.
Actually, maybe it's Harry Styles.
It's Harry Styles.
Is it?
Harry Styles.
Yes! Oh. Does that count?
Yeah, I think so.
Yes!
Yeah. You can change your mind.
When you said loads of nipples, I was like, I know who else has loads of nipples.
Harry Styles, 41
your
nipples
mate.
He's got.
41?
Yeah.
Nice.
They're all over his back. It's horrible. guys, thank you. I don't know what I'm talking about. It's been a long day. Rihanna, thank you for playing.
Cheers, Grimmy.
Thanks, Chris.
Nice one.
BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free download.